Спасибо, уважаемый господин председатель.
Thank you, distinguished chair. On the question of autonomy, we agree with several delegations that took the floor before us about the fact that we do not really need to complicate the discussion of this factor. We think that we had a very productive discussion when we discussed the general definition, the discussion on autonomy then, and we believe that here in the room, we believe that we are coming closer to a common understanding that the term autonomy is linked to the functioning of the system without any involvement of an operator. The attempts to identify any additional factors simply move us further away from the result that we wish to achieve for different reasons. I also would like to pick up on the idea that was presented by our colleague from the United States, following what was said by the representative of PAX. This is a very interesting idea and a very important issue that relates to the relationship between the system, weapon system itself, and the method that is used in connection with this weapon system for the ability to use it in practice. In fact, we're talking about the relationship between the weapon system itself and the technology that is used for the functioning of this weapon system. And this is the issue that requires a very serious analysis. My delegation frequently drew the attention to this question because the technology in itself and the weapon system in itself do not represent any interest for this group, because a weapon system that already exists are already regulated by international humanitarian law and international law. Now, technologies are in themselves neutral. And when we link a certain weapon system up with a certain technology, we can face a certain number of new factors that require our analysis. And in this respect, what we find important is to carry out an analysis of these factors in the context of the applicability and functioning of existing norms of international law, including norms and principles of IHL. And this subject related to the relationship between technologies and weapon systems actually sheds the light on the disadvantages of the approach that is based on highlighting certain critical functions, so-called critical functions, because in themselves, the functions that a weapon system may have, these functions do not represent any new risks in the context of the application of existing international law and existing international humanitarian law. And this is why an approach that highlights such critical functions is something that we find to be counterproductive from a legal point of view, as we try to define such weapon systems. And this is why it is important to try, in a definition, to ensure a synthesis or synergy between the factors of the categories of weapon systems that will be qualified as lethal autonomous weapon systems. And as we said, this may also apply to dual-use systems, because dual-use systems can be lethal and they can be used in order to inflict relevant harm to civilian infrastructure and also to the well-being of human beings. And both this can be done in a kinetic or non-kinetic fashion. And the same applies to the relation between certain factors that relate to emerging technologies that enjoy certain levels of autonomy. And this relates directly to the lack of involvement by an operator in this process in order to exert control over such systems. Thank you.